I want to say thank you to the tech team. Turn me down a little bit, please. You guys have put up with a lot over the last 6 years. And because of you, this service runs. You're the people that are never seen and often are not appreciated by most of the congregation because you're never seen. But there is no engaged church service without you guys. So I want to give them a round of applause one more time. I'm going to take this opportunity to do my hello goodbye at the moment as well. I came here to engage in 2019. I think it was September. This was the first church that I actually visited more than once after I got home from prison. And the thing that drew me to engage was not the fact that it was in a bar. It wasn't Dave. Sorry, Carrie, but it wasn't Carrie either. The thing that made me come back to engage was the way that Jim banged on the drums. I saw this guy in this cutoff shirt at a church banging on the drums like he was at a rock and roll concert. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going back there. But I've been here ever since. My journey in ministry restarted here in 2020. Strangely enough for me, as nervous as I was the first time I preached here, I feel just as nervous right now because this is my last time that I will ever preach in this space. Beyond that, this may be the last time that some of you hear me preach, period. So it's hard for me in this moment. This season of my life was very special, because I came into it from a very dark place. And I walked into a space with a bunch of people that did not come from the life that I came from. I walked into a space with a bunch of people that did not look like I looked, that did not live where I lived, and yet I found love and support. So while I'm excited to say hello to the next season of my life, to the next season of Engage, to the next season of Powerline, I am sad in saying goodbye to this season because some of you guys I may never see again. And that's hard. But we all know in life that seasons come and seasons go, and that God brings people into and he takes them out of your life for a reason. And during those changeovers of seasons, one of the things we have to focus on and we have to be able to do as the Christian body is accept others. No, that's not my last message here. Sorry, tech team. I know you guys, it drives you guys crazy when I move. And I know that's probably one of the things you guys will not miss. But I need you guys to be on your game today. I want to talk to you guys today about love. In the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 8 reads, "Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commands there may be are summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of law." You cannot accept others without love. One of the struggles we see inside of our society, inside of our Christian society to be more specific, is the fact that we claim to believe and follow in a God that we claim as all love and all hope and all peace, but yet we not only do not share that peace and that love with each other, we also hide it away from the world. I've been in so many conversations over these last couple weeks about why I feel the world is headed in the wrong direction. And let's be clear, we all know for a fact that the world is headed in the wrong direction. Society no longer reflects the church, society reflects the world. That's where we are headed. But what has really struck me is the fact that in this changing of the world, The main problem is that accountability of self is no longer taken. As I was growing up, the church was the center of the community. And yes, there were many denominations and there were many churches, but the church itself was still the center of the community, at least where I was. You didn't so much have to depend on the government to be able to help you with your life. A person who was struggling with addiction did not have to hide away from the church. They were readily accepted in, and it was the mother of the churches. It was their job to try to help these people get up on their feet. See, the church back when I was a child used to love the community. But for some reason now, churches have separated one from another, and in a sense become more focused on their congregation and how their congregation will be built, and not so much on how the kingdom will be built. Now, I'm preaching this message to you. I'm giving this message to you because Engage is moving into a prime opportunity to change the cycle of the way that things have been going. You're moving into a new area with people that you have not served before, giving them the opportunity to come and worship with other people that they probably would not have found themselves around. See, this is what I'm talking about, loving your neighbor as yourself. The area Engage is moving into, I'm not even going to put this delicately, has a certain type of mindset, that there are a certain type of people that do not belong in church buildings where you guys are going. So there is a certain population out there that is not being served by the Christian community because they are not welcome in these spaces. So as Engage moves out here and they combine with Christian Endeavor and you guys combine with Church in the Mall, the question you have to ask yourself is, what does loving your neighbor from us look like? Is the goal to go out there and not just welcome people from Granville or people from the college in, but is the goal to welcome the people in who are pushed out of the church? Let me be blunt. Is the goal to welcome the homosexual in? Is the goal to welcome the poor and impoverished in? Is the goal to welcome in the person who is struggling? Is Engage moving to be more than a church? Or is Engage moving to become another church? There's a reason why all these things worked out the way they did at the same time. God had a reason for the way he was changing the lease structure of this building. God had a reason for the way that he changed the lease structure at Church in the Mall. God had a reason for the things that were happening at CE, and he has a reason for bringing them all together. So what I'm saying to Engage Newark as you go forward, continue to go forward loving your neighbor just as we do in this space. Do not change the format that this thing was built off of. Take the culture that we have built here with you. Take it out there and spread it. And let people see that this is actually the way that we build the kingdom. Not so much the church, but this is how we build the kingdom. Because if the kingdom doesn't build, the church doesn't matter. If the focus is not on the love of God, the mission of the church is irrelevant. Because at that point, all you are doing is moving people along through life in an unholy manner. The church has lost its way to love as a whole. As a denomination, we war with each other over political views inside the church. I've heard some people say that other folk ain't really Christian because they have a different political view or a different view of life. I've been told I wasn't a Christian myself. I've been told that I shouldn't be a pastor because of some of my views and some of my beliefs, and that's fine. At the end of the day, I still love you. At the end of the day, if you still need a warm meal, my door's still going to be open. At the end of the day, if you're struggling to pay your bills, I'm still going to give to you even when I don't have for myself. Because I can't live my life off of anger. I have to live my life off of love. Part of that became a part of my life by coming here in 2019. Because prior to coming here, I tried to go back to my old churches. And what I received at my old churches was shame and hurt. But I came here and I received love. That is Engage's culture. Always has been, always, as far as I'm concerned, better be. Doesn't matter how many people join you out on Londondale. It doesn't matter if you've ever met these people or even if they have a different kingdom vision than you. The people in this room know what we stand for. The people who are coming from here know that this thing was built and maintained off of loving our neighbors as ourselves. Keep that same spirit as you go forward. Don't allow the growth of a congregation or anything else to change what the vision of Engage Newark has been. It doesn't matter if your name changes. Clearly, it won't be Engage anymore. It means you're going to have to stop wearing your t-shirt. Maybe not. Doesn't matter what the name is. The vision, the core values of Engage are the same. If you don't love your neighbor as yourself, if you don't love these people that you're moving out there with before you go, it doesn't matter whether you try to accept them because your acceptance isn't genuine. You're just putting on a face so that way the rest of the community doesn't know where you're actually at in your heart. Go out to Londondale and be a different kind of church. Go out to Londondale and take this downtown spirit with you. Build out there what we wished we could have built in this space. Go out there and show these people that this is how the kingdom of God loves. This is how we build. This is how we go forward. Nobody is rejected. Our doors are not closed to any, regardless of what political view they come from, what neighborhood they come from, or what decisions they have made in their lives. We struggle to remember sometimes that Jesus died for all of us. He didn't just die for those who claim to be holy. He died for Mark. He died for Rodney. He died for Sean. And I'm certainly glad he died for me. All different people from different walks of life that do not have the same sins, but sin nonetheless, he died for. Why? Because he loved the world. The scripture does not teach us that God so loved the church. The scripture teaches us that God so loved the world. We hide behind our Christianity and we say that, well, the Bible tells us to not be a part of the world. You are true. The Bible says do not love the world or anything in it. You are correct if you understand what it is talking about. It is saying do not love the ways of the world. But the people in the world, there was a direct command from Christ to love. The future is bright. Your future is set. Who you are is yet to be determined. What you become is yet to be determined. My hopes and prayers is that the tradition, the values, the core does not change. Acceptance is irrelevant without love. The only thing we have is love. The only thing we've ever had is love. And it is my belief that if you love your neighbor as yourself, if every sermon that is preached out of love, if every song that is sung out of love, if every ministry that is opened out of love, if all of these things are done out of love, growth will occur naturally, both in physical attendance and financial blessings. The growth and survival of Engage is directly linked to love. Nothing more, nothing less. I know I probably should have preached about acceptance because that was in Dave's series. But as my last message to you guys, it's just simply to let you know that I love you. And that no matter where our roads go from here, every single one of you guys will have a special place in my heart. Every single one of you guys have played a role into the person, the preacher, the pastor, the father, the brother, and the friend that I have become. And it's because when I didn't know how to love myself, you guys loved me. And I pray that all that love that you guys gave to me you will take out to Londondale and give to others. Let us pray. Father, I thank you in this moment that you are the defender of all, the defender of the great and the small, the defender of the rich and the poor. And I thank you that you are the defender across the spectrum because you loved us all. Father, reach into us. Help us to maintain that same love that you gave to us when you sacrificed your son for our sins. Help us to be your light and show that love, not just to the church community, but to the community as a whole, everywhere that we go. Father, bless the steps of Engage as you move them forward into their new season. Bless the steps of every person in this room as we transition into this new season with it. That our hearts may be filled with love, that they may be filled with compassion for our brothers and sisters, but also filled with wonder and joy for the things that you are about to do. Father, grow this ministry that it may show the community it is moving into that it is okay to love everyone, that to build the kingdom we must love everyone. Let them be a shining beacon on the hill that all may see the true love of Jesus Christ. Father, all things I pray in the mighty and marvelous name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.